You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeart Radio podcast.
How's it going, everybody? We are here to record our episode of Suckers.
Why are you talking like that?
I've already started this podcast off weird. My name is Dean Bell. I'm joined here in studio in Aruba by Kaylin Bell, and Jared is joining us for once in our lives. Jared, we're actually an hour ahead of you.
Oh, so it's 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It is 3 o'clock here in Aruba.
Oh, Aruba. How is Aruba? You guys look very colorful.
Yeah. That's a nice way to say sunburnt. I appreciate that.
It's pretty,
you're pretty tan.
Yeah. Dean's turning tan pretty fast, but he's not wearing, well, he wore sunscreen today, which is good.
What were you going to say?
It was great. I really love it. It's been very relaxing. We went on a boat today. What else have we done? We've eaten a lot. We haven't really been drinking, but as I say that, we are drinking champagne. But besides this, we really haven't been drinking a lot.
Yeah, great summation of Aruba so far. We have gone on a boat today. We went on a boat. Yesterday, we went to the National Park up north. And she's right. We haven't really drank that much, but we've been eating quite a bit. It's just hard to adjust to the time zone difference. For me, especially, I'm not sure why. We're 3 hours ahead, and I just can't seem to get it together right away.
Well, that's why I don't like traveling very far, is because I remember when we went to Iceland, which is something along the lines. We were in LA at the time, like 8 hours different, something crazy like that. Yeah. And so we flew in, we took a red eye, so we got in at like 6:30 in the morning, Iceland time, but we hadn't slept in, I don't know, 20 hours, something along those lines. And so we were so tired, and it was 9 o'clock in the morning, but we're like, we can't go to bed because we were there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so we're like, we can't go to bed because it's 9 in the morning. If we go to bed now, we're screwed. So we got to try to stay awake as long as possible. So what our plan, and it was a terrible plan. We were like, once like 11 o'clock hit and we started really crashing, we're like, okay, let's take a 2-hour, 3-hour nap. We'll rest up for like 3 hours. We'll get up around 2 or 3. Do our day, and then hopefully by 10 o'clock tonight, because we only slept 3 hours, we'll be tired enough when we go to bed and get 8 hours, then we'll be adjusted. Well, Dum Dum over here, and Dum Dum is me, I went to go set an alarm for 2 p.m., and I set it for 2 a.m. So we go to sleep around like 11, and then all of a sudden, I open my eyes, and it's dark out, and I'm like, wait a minute, what time is it? And I look over and it's 6:30 p.m. And I'm like, oh no, we just slept 8 hours and it's 6:30 at night.
And then it's like you're waking up for breakfast, but then you have to go to bed in 4 more hours.
Oh, so of course we didn't go to bed till like 4 in the morning that night. And the whole trip was just, the problem was too, Iceland at this time, it was wintertime. There was only about 4 hours of daylight, 4 or 5 hours of daylight. So it's truly, you only have a few hours, because Iceland's all about just driving to waterfalls or seeing natural resources. And it was, you know, I don't want to do that at night because that sounds very scary. So we didn't do much in Iceland.
I don't remember being especially jet lagged on our season of The Bachelorette. We went to Norway, which is, you know, obviously a few hours ahead of Iceland, but like latitudinally, it's about equal, similar, I would say, at least to southern, to northern Iceland. So in terms of just like sunlight time, I think it's probably similar at the time of year that we were there. But I don't remember specifically being too jet lagged. I don't know why. Maybe because I was a young buck at the time. I was just 25, so maybe that's why.
You're talking about your season of Bachelorette or a trip that you and Ashley went on?
I was just talking about a trip that Ashley and I went on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bachelorette. My bad.
But, you know, I mean, you still traveled for the show, so it's all kind of in the same vein.
But you guys went to what, Ireland or something, right?
We went to Ireland, yeah. And that's where, I should speak closer to the mic, I sound better.
That's where you got dumped.
We went to Ireland, we went to Dublin, and that's where I had a private concert with the Cranberries, hashtag humblebrag. And then we went to Killarney, and that's where I kissed the Blarney Stone, hashtag humblebrag. It was cool.
Yeah, we've been to Ireland.
The jet lag here isn't bad. Why are you complaining about jet lag?
Because I'm suffering the consequences of it. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
But it's like a 3-hour difference.
Yes, but the thing is, our flight left at midnight out of Denver. I had to drive us 4 hours while you sat comfortably in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. And then we flew 3.5 hours to Charlotte, and then we had a 2-hour layover, and then we flew 3.5 hours here.
The red eye definitely messed us up, but I don't think it's jet lag. I think it's just not sleeping because of the red eye.
But jet lag kind of also, part of jet lag is the fact that you're not sleeping very well on an airplane.
I'm thinking more of like the time change you can't adjust to.
I mean, yeah, but that's definitely part of it. Definitely part of the product. But yeah, so I'm still struggling
with that. How long are you in Aruba for?
We're here for 2 more days. Yeah.
Okay. But
it's been great. So, tropical paradise. We left, like, it was like 2 feet of snow dropping on the ground in Colorado when we left. And now we're
kind
in.
Kind of a bummer, honestly.
85 sunny humidity.
A bummer because I'm finally into skiing, and it was a great, great day to ski. Dean skied, but we had friends in town, so we skied for 2 days. Dean skied for 4 days, and then we left, and Dean drove through a very scary, crazy snowstorm, so yeah. Props to him.
Thank you. That's why I'm tired, because I had to focus so much of my energy on driving and getting us there safely.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my question for you, because a lot of couples go through this, do you think that the juice is worth the squeeze right now with the jet lag, the missing of the snow? And, you know, listen, this isn't your honeymoon, so it's not like you have to feel guilt about being like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done this because we're just tired and we'd rather actually be in the snow and be at home in our new house. So my question for you is, do you think thus far on your trip to Aruba, the juice has been worth the squeeze?
Yeah, I do. I think it's so nice, it's so relaxing. It's nice to change it up being in the dead of winter right now. Or I guess we're approaching spring, but it's nice to come here and lay on the beach and be a little mindless.
It's nice to leave winter paradise to go to a tropical paradise. So it is nice. It is very, very nice. And I'm so happy to be here. And we're here for the perfect amount of time, I think, too. Like Monday to Friday is great, because if it's like Friday to Sunday, it feels like you don't have enough time. If it's Monday to Monday, you feel like you're spending a little bit too much time away from home. So I do think that we kind of nailed it right in the head timing wise.
Yeah, we were supposed to go straight from here to Italy, and then we were sad about leaving Al. So we're going to go home for a week and then go to Italy, which will be nice.
Yeah, I just wish that it was easier to fly with dogs internationally.
And we had a dog that's nicer, but yeah, both.
Well, it's not like he's going to be... Yeah, we've traveled with him before, and I see your point, but I just wish that he could fly with us. Like, can we get him a passport or something?
A dog passport? He just has to be quarantined, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But then by the time he's done quarantining, it's time to go home. Mm-hmm.
So not really worth it.
Mm.
I mean, Alistair's so small. Can't you just put him in a nice little handbag and put him underneath the seat?
That's what we do. Yeah. But I think upon arrival, at least Hawaii, are you sure about that?
No, Kaylin? I only know about Hawaii. And, you were trying to bring a dog back from Nepal. So I know about Nepal's rules. I don't know about Europe.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's also like more enjoyable to not have him on a trip, to worry about taking him out, to worry about if he's going to bite someone at a restaurant, if we're going to get kicked out of a restaurant like we have.
I disagree. I want him with me at all times. I would take him everywhere if I could.
So Dean's the reason we're not going to Italy. We just need to go home and see Al.
I'm the reason we're not going to Italy. Yeah. We are still going to Italy. Yes, and when we confirmed that we weren't going, you were jumping up and down with excitement at home. And you literally looked me in the eyes and you said, I can't believe I'm the girl that's excited about not going to Italy now.
Because going back-to-back trips was a lot. And packing for 80-degree weather and then packing for 60-degree weather was kind of stressing me out. And we don't check bags, so packing that in a carry-on, I did it. But I wasn't happy about it.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying don't blame it on me when you're saying that you were jumping up and down.
I like to blame it on you, though.
I know you do. I know you do. This is the life that I've signed up for. And that's totally fine. I've totally agreed, and I'm totally down with it. But yeah, so here we are in Aruba. It's been great. It's been perfect weather. A little bit windy, but it is what it is. 85 and sunny every single day. And we're just having a blast.
You guys have any like cute couple things that you're doing?
Just dinners every night. It's like a very romantic honeymoon-esque spot. It's like people are either on their honeymoons or it's people with timeshares or just retirees on vacation, it seems like.
Or we're trying to get the young people to be interested in it now too.
Yeah, they should be. It's great. I mean, it really has been a great vacation.
Yeah.
And super easy to get to.
Super easy to get to. We're working with the tourism board, so it's been a fantastic experience so far. And if anyone's listening to this podcast, we are probably going to talk about it on Been There, Dean that next week. So we'll get into some more depth about it, about our daily routine and our itinerary and what we've done and where we ate and all those things.
Yeah, like it's a Caribbean island, but, and we'll talk more about that on your podcast, but there's a lot to do. Whereas I feel like a lot of Caribbean islands, you're kind of just, I don't know, on an island. But we went on to a national park, there's hikes, there's more than just the beach, which is nice.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
How is it up in Rhode Island?
Cold. It's cold and crappy out right now. But it was nice the other day. It was like 60 and sunny.
Oh, wow.
I was actually thinking yesterday because Ashley has a doctor's appointment down in Virginia next week. So she is going to go early to see her family. I have to work a couple extra days. So she'll leave a couple days before me and then I'll meet up with her. But I was thinking as well, and I felt bad saying this to her face, but I did. which was, I love visiting your family, but I can't stay at your parents' house for more than a few days anymore, I think.
Why is that?
I'm at that stage. Because I love them so much. I love spending time with them. It's truly not them. It's more so I need my, I don't have a car there. I don't have my stuff there. I don't have my routine there. Mm. So like, I'm just the type of person where I am very much like go, 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 go. So if I'm not at Audrey's, I'm down here, I'm on the computer, but then I'm also like getting the garage together or setting up a studio downstairs or cleaning up the basement or like just doing things around the house or running errands or like cleaning up the cars and like going to the gym and these things that I can't do anymore. I can't do down there because it's like I always have to ask to use her mom's car and then I always feel terrible because, you know, her mom's like, oh, I'm going to go to the grocery store later. And I'm like, oh, don't, like, I don't need to go to the gym. I'm fine. I'll just do like push-ups downstairs. I can't put a burden on her. So it's just like, and then it's nice having the help, but I wish, I was like, should we just like buy a piece of crap car that we just have down there so we have the freedom where I can be like, oh, I'm just going to run or I'm going to go here or I'm going to do that or so on and so forth. It's really just like the lack of freedom.
There's something about being a guy where it's just like, you just want to have, you want to have something that's going to like take you away from being at home for an hour, whether it's like running errands or going to the store or working out or something like that. Just like an hour to yourself where you're just like music's on and you can just, you know, do guy stuff for an hour.
I know. I've been working out in the morning, which has been great unless I have to open Audrey's. But it's just like I need that. And I can't tell if Ashley needs that. Kaylin, do you need that?
Like time alone, working out? What do you mean?
Like I feel selfish saying it, but like I also wake up before Dawson and Ashley wake up to ensure that I'm not infringing on their time. But like I need to go to the gym and I need to just like be alone for a part of the day. Not a long extended period of time, but like if I'm like, hey, I'm going to go get a coffee and Ashley's like, oh, I'll come with you. And I'm like, I love you so much. I'll bring Dawson, but like I need to be in my own head.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty here as well.
Well, I definitely need that time to work out. Like, I feel really bad and gross if I don't work out like 5 times a week. So I need that time. Mm-hmm. And I like being in my car alone, like listening to my music or my podcast. So I get that.
Yeah, I think Ashley is the weird one. Mm-hmm. I really do. She like never needs that. And it's the most, I mean, I think I've talked about this podcast before, and it's the most endearing, sweetest, most wonderful thing. But it's like, I feel terrible because I'm like, I just need, you know, like even I love going to the gym in the morning. It's like gets my day going. I love it so much. It's like I get up, I do my thing. But then she's told me on numerous occasions, she's like, I miss you being home when I wake up. Mm. And I'm like, oh no. And she says it in such an endearing and wonderful way. How could you possibly ever be mad at that? But she's like, I'm not saying that I don't want you to go to the gym, but like, do you have to go to the gym every morning? Maybe like once or twice, and then you go later in the afternoon the other days. I'm like, no, that's I don't want to do that. I want to go to the gym 5 or 6 times a week in the morning, like get my day going. That's how I am. She's like, I just miss waking up and having you there. It's like it's just a different vibe. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet, and you're so wonderful, but like I can't do that for you.
Yeah. Well, and there is something to be said about working out in the morning too. It just does set the day off on a good note. But there are times where, like, I don't want you to feel like bad or guilty about that because I'm the exact same way. Like, for instance, when we were in Bozeman for Christmas and we were about to drive from Bozeman to our new house in Colorado, I was like, you could drive with me it's 11 hours to get to Colorado. You can ride with me in the car. Or you could fly to Denver and take that car and drive that up to Carbondale. And in my head, I was like, I think it's kind of a win-win because Kaylin doesn't have to sit in the car with me for 11 hours. And I get to like, there's just something about like listening to the music that I want to listen to, listening to the crappy podcast that I like to listen to, getting to pee on my own schedule and not having to worry. You know, there is something nice about that where obviously marriage is the best thing in the entire world. But I think people still need the time to be by themselves and like function as an individual sometimes.
No, I 100% agree. I think there's like two different relationships. Like we function really well when he goes on trips for like a week or 2 weeks even,
which
you haven't done for a while. But I think we function really well when we have that time apart and then we come back together or if it's just like a weekend or whatever. But then there's some couples who who don't have that and function perfectly fine. I think we're just unique in that way.
I'm so used to being alone that when I'm alone, I think more interestingly in a way. I don't know how to describe it, but like when all I have to do is think about my own thoughts, I just feel like my brain goes to weirder, not darker, but more interesting places. Mm. And when I'm around you, or even if I'm like watching TV or whatever it is, my brain like allows itself to like tap out before I get to that weirdly interesting place. And when you're alone, like you're allowed to kind of pursue those avenues mentally and see just like how weird you really are.
That's why you want to be alone.
I love it. What? I do think there is so much of a benefit to it, where it's like you'll never fully realize how weird you are until you spend, you know, a certain amount of time by yourself.
I never knew it was about weirdness.
I love being weird. I think weird is the most underrated thing in the history of humanity.
Mm. I like being alone just because I feel like I'm more productive.
Yeah, that's cool. But, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think both are true, because when Dean was saying his mind goes to weird places, or like he thinks more interesting thoughts, I do the same thing. Like when I'm alone, I'll listen to poetry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never listen to poetry, but yeah, I'm alone and I'm just like thinking about life and death and these, you know, space and stars. And then so I'm listening to poetry, and then like I'm listening to, you know, words about like, if I were to die tomorrow, don't weep at my grave. And it's just like, why? I would never do that with Ashley. Right. And so, but like, I like having those thoughts. I like that. And then I think it should just be more acceptable to be with someone, but also be willing to spend time away from that person. It's hard, right? Because like when Ashley goes to Virginia, she's going to be on a flight with Dawson. So my initial thought when she wanted to do this, I was like, well, you're going to be okay without, you know, with Dawson. That's hard. You're flying by yourself with him. She's like, no, he's fine now. And then of course I'm like, well, what if something happens when I'm like, I want to be there to make sure everything's okay. So like whenever she leaves or if I leave, like, of course all these dark intrusive thoughts come in, and that's what stops us from being apart. But also at the same time, like Kaylin, you said, when we are away from a few days, like it really brings like new life when we're back together and appreciation. And it's just like nice moments. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's important to have time apart because you're still an individual and you shouldn't forget those two different parts of you, each other. You know, like we're two completely different individuals, and being alone reminds me of who I am individually. And then obviously who you are individually. Hmm. Weird and all.
Yeah.
You disagree?
No, I don't at all. I think you nailed it right on the head.
Thanks.
I think that to Jared's point though, I think I enjoy being alone a lot more than you do. Not to say that you don't enjoy it, but it's almost something that I like seek out. I want to be alone. Whereas you're super comfortable and happy to be alone, but I don't think you necessarily seek it out as much as other of us do.
I think you're more comfortable asking for that time alone, whereas I feel bad asking for it, but I love being alone.
Mm.
I really do. I love it so much.
Yeah, because you can read your book on full brightness in the middle of the night and not have to worry about it. Yeah, that must be nice. No, but I mean, yeah, I fully see where you're coming from. I don't think you should feel guilty about it, Jared, because I think especially too, like, I'm sure there are times where Ashley leans on you to be a parent more so. So like, yes, it might suck leaving Dawson behind for a couple hours, but I'm sure you more than make up for it on the other side of it too. Like when she has to go do something, you know?
I guess I wish Ashley would ask me for alone time more.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Does she go on girls trips?
No, I mean, it's tough. Like, for example, her sister was in town. And last week, Lauren, her best friend, and I was like, you should do something when Lauren is here. Like, I'll take care of Dawson. You guys go, like, get a massage or do whatever you guys want to do. And she was like, all I want to do is just, like, hang on the couch with Lauren. I'm like, all right. I can't help. Like, sure. Okay, great. That's wonderful. But, like, I want you to do something with Lauren, and I take care of Dawson. So when the time comes, when I'm like, can I play golf? Mm. You're like, cool, great. Yep.
Now we're
because
even.
Exactly. It's never even. She's like, no, I just want to hang out. And I was like, well, do you want me to take Dawson? She's like, no, Dawson can hang. Yeah. He just runs around. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll just feel like a piece of shit all the time then.
Yeah.
Don't mind me.
I think she needs to be invited on a fun girls trip and then be reminded how great they are, because they are so fun. So me, her, and Jess will go on a girls trip, and then she'll be like, oh, wait, this is great.
I would love that. I would love that for her.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't do that right now because she's pregos. She's just.
I mean, I say the same thing to Kaylin often too. She's like, I've got these flight credits. So I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, go to France and spend a week in France by yourself.
And what did I buy? A ticket to Paris.
Yeah. And hey, hopefully it ends up happening. But to Jared's point too, like, I do agree where it's like, I don't know how to say this, but like, if I want to go to LA for a weekend and golf with my friends, it would be great if you're like, oh, okay, that's totally fine because I was just in France for a week by myself and Dean was at home taking care of the dog and the house and all that stuff. There is like it's like kind of like a tit for tat situation. And I'm not saying any marriage needs to be tit for tat or like it should be that way, but there is like a psychological thing to it where it's like, I did this and so now you can do that kind of thing, you know? Is that wrong to say?
I don't think so. I'm sure some people will think it's wrong.
It feels wrong to say, but there is, it isn't tit for tat, does feel like.
I think because I want to go see MK in Florida. If I go to Florida and then you're going to Oregon on a golf trip, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably wrong, according to some therapist.
Probably, but.
Isn't it weird that you go through, like, for example, when did you guys start dating? Dean, how old were you?
I was 28.
Really?
And Kaylin?
27.
23.
27. I was 27 then.
So even at 23,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then Dean, you 27, let's call it. Like you went through 27 years of your life. Now, granted, a lot of that was kids. But like when you reach teenage years, you start becoming much more independent. I mean, you went through 13 years of your life just like by yourself. And then one day you and Kaylin get together. And of course, you love each other more than anything. But like you're supposed to kind of like flip a switch and then just be like, well, I can't be by my, like I was always by myself. Now I feel guilty forever being by myself. And it's such a flip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's the way it's supposed to be.
I agree.
I don't know.
No, I see where you're coming from. I think about this all the time. I even talked about it on Been There, Dean, that a little bit where one of the episodes that you weren't on, but it's just so nice to be alone and I'm thirsty. Let me go to the shop and grab a coffee. I don't have to necessarily, like, it's just nice to focus on yourself and what you want without having to necessarily take someone else's emotions into consideration. Not that that's a bad, like, I love taking your emotions into consideration, but there are times where it's nice to just, like, only focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And especially you, Jared, now that you're married with a second kid on the way, you're gonna have no time to yourself to really think about it.
Nothing.
And so you really do have to savor those small moments that you get. We're obviously not quite there yet. I do think that we're kind of still, at least me personally, I'm still breaking through the mold, even though we've been together for 5 years now, I'm still breaking through the mold of being completely individualistic and independent to like, I've gotten a lot better, I think, at taking your emotions and considerations into my daily routine, but I'm still not perfect at it. I wouldn't even say I'm really good at it to be perfectly honest. But I'm still like getting there, you know, and then we're going to get there and then you're going to have to also become more selfless later on. So to your credit, Jared, I do think that, you know, you do have to savor those small moments that whenever you are able to get them.
Yeah. And I think people are going to take it out of context when we talk about, you know, you taking Kaylin's feelings into account or Kaylin taking Dean's feelings into account. People are like, oh, you're so selfish. It's not what my purpose of this conversation was, like, legitimately, if I needed to go to Walmart, if I needed to go to Target, you know, and be like, oh, I'm gonna go, like, I can't do that anymore. I can't just be like, oh, I'm gonna go. It's like, well, I'm not gonna leave Dawson, I'm not gonna leave Ashley alone with Dawson while I'm gone for like an hour and a half shopping. It's like, oh, okay, Ashley, do you want to come? Should I take Dawson? Or like, even with you guys, you know, like, it's like you almost feel bad wanting to go to the store by yourself. And it's, I don't know, I just have these thoughts. I'm like, why do I feel guilty about that? Why should she feel guilty?
Because
about
people are judgy. I think that's exactly the reason why people just like to judge. And it's not, I feel like our generation, we're being honest, like fully honest about how we're feeling. Like we need time alone. Mm. And maybe the older generation, or I don't know, but people find it so easy to judge that, like wanting time alone, thinking like you should be with your partner 24/7. I don't think that's healthy.
Are you sure? Is that what you think?
Yes.
I agree. I believe you.
I can't be with you 24/7.
The only reason I asked that because after you finished your sentence, you looked down at the ground. So I wasn't sure if that was like a tell of...
That's where our recording device
is.
Oh,
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because like for your guys' purposes, you're obviously in Aruba right now and then you're going to be in Italy. How long are you in Italy for?
A week. But what's nice is Dean's going to go to LA for a couple days. And I think just being on a trip, being together nonstop, which is fun and we're having a great time, but I think a great way for us to reset, and like I am very introverted and I reset by being alone. A great way for us to reset is just by being apart for a little bit.
That's what I was going to ask. In the week that you're home, if you guys have plans like, oh, Dean's going to go away, I'm going to go away, and then we're going
to
kind of like...
Not necessarily. We get back, we're back for a week, and then I go to LA for a couple of days, and then I fly from LA to Italy to meet you, basically. LA to Colorado, Colorado to Italy, and then we go from there. So yes, so there is a certain...
He just made that way more complicated. We're home for 3 days, then Dean leaves for LA, and then we go to Italy.
Home for 5 days.
But you're flying to Italy together.
Yes. That's... Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was like, that would be a little weird if you flew across the Atlantic.
I'll tell you what, though, Jared, to the credit of this conversation, I wouldn't hate it. It'd be nice.
And it would be quite romantic if you met up at the airport in Rome.
I love flying with Kaylin.
Took it too far.
I love flying with Kaylin. But there are certain, like, if I want to fart on the airplane, if I farted next to Kaylin, she'd be mad at me. If I farted next to a stranger, they wouldn't even bat an eyelash.
They would. They would judge you. Where did we just fly from with the suites? Africa?
Melbourne.
Melbourne. We flew from Melbourne and we had suites, which was great. A lay down bed. Mm. And he kept the partition up the entire time.
That was back from Africa,
I kept like lowering the partition. I'm like, hey, can I see you? And he would just raise it back up.
I'd be like, sorry, I'm too busy watching this show for the 95th time.
So it was basically like we flew separately.
Yeah, but then we got off the airplane, we got to hold hands and walk to the next gate together.
Yeah. It was fine. I didn't mind it, look, honestly.
I'm just saying, I know that marriage is a union and companionship. That doesn't mean that you need to do everything together.
Including flying.
Sometimes it's nice to just like be in your own head and just think about what you want to think about and focus on yourself.
I do agree.
I'm such a jerk.
Yeah.
Dean, I'm going to ask you something because you'll understand. So when you fart on an airplane, do you like push down on the seat? Like in my warped brain, when I'm on a plane and it's like, I'm going to fart, sorry, I will like try to suffocate it.
Minimize the sound?
Not even the sound, but like in my warped brain, I think it minimizes the smell. If I like push down on the seat and
make it suffocate into the cushion a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I've got a tried and true system.
You don't lift your leg, do you?
I've got a tried and true.
Let's hear it.
Do you know what it is?
You asked me to squeeze you.
No.
Sorry, what was that?
I've got to try.
You asked me to like...
If I know I've got a fart coming, I'll make her squeeze me like, so I can blame it on her. I was like, oh, you squeezed me, so it's your fault that I farted. It's a very cute thing that I do.
So cute.
I've got a tried and true system of farting in public is if you can somehow indiscreetly... Is it indiscreet? Or if you somehow could discreetly reach down... So you guys know the reason a fart makes sound is because it's literally like it's your butt cheeks flapping together. So if you can somehow discreetly reach down and kind of spread one out a little bit, you can mute the sound of it by not letting your butt cheeks flap together through the fart.
Or he'll fart with his headphones on and he's like, no one heard that.
Oh my
right?
gosh, that just happened the other day. That was the first time it ever happened. We're walking through the airport in Charlotte and I farted. And I was like, I think that was kind of loud. And I took my headphones off and I was like, did you hear that? And she goes, yeah. And so did everyone else around you too.
Easton said he's going to throw up. And me too.
Yeah, we should get off the fart talk, I guess.
I find it quite entertaining.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Oh, hey, did Ashley ever notice that you unfollowed her on Instagram? I'm sorry, muted her on Instagram. Wait, unfollowed. You did unfollow her. Yeah. Did you
know? I unfollowed her. Guys, I have an admission. I felt terrible
right back.
Like an hour after the podcast. Of course, I followed her back. And you know what's funny is that I was talking about it when I posted the clip on Instagram for social. And she was like, who are you talking about unfollowing? And I said, the person sitting right next to me. And she goes, you were going to unfollow me? And I said, I did unfollow you, but it only lasted, you know, an hour. She's like, honestly, I would have never noticed. I would never have noticed. And I said, I know you wouldn't have noticed. That was the whole purpose of the podcast.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she was like, oh, my God, you would have caused such a stir. Thank God you didn't do it. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Also, here's the thing with Ashley, though. If she understands anything, which is obviously many things, but specifically this, she understands more than anybody doing something for the bit. You know what I mean? Like a radio bit or a content bit. She would have fully understood doing it for the bit. And I think that she would have totally understood.
That's why I told her. I was like, she was like, I don't want any press about us possibly like breaking up. I said, first of all, that would never happen. Secondly, it's all just, who cares? It's all press is good press, right?
That's what they say. That's what they say. Don't necessarily agree with it, but that's what they say. Yeah.
I caved, but she was not happy that I even, did it for a little while. So if I did it for longer, she would have been even more pissed at me. But I haven't muted anybody. I can't think of anybody. I got nothing. You know what it is? I just don't care. If I see their post, you know who I'll never. Okay. I can't. I actually can't say it.
Come on.
Can we bleep the name?
So there is a, I mean, you guys know exactly. I don't follow him, but I have access to the Audrey's account. Coffee House and Lounge.
Okay.
And the social media manager, Sydney, who obviously became a little bit of a villain on this season, she followed a bunch of Bachelor people when we first opened up. And one of the Bachelor alums that she followed posts the cringiest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
I gotta know who it is.
I know.
You gotta
Let's
say
bleep it.
It.
I have to know.
And I'm sure this person's very nice.
You don't have to preface.
I don't even know if I want to keep this in because I feel so bad, but it's...
Oh, muted. 100% muted.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I have to watch.
Oh, really?
To watch. It's just, it comes up and it's just like, it's like watching one of those videos where you're like, I don't know if I'm going to watch it with one eye because I can't put both eyes on this, but like I got to watch it with one eye. And it makes me feel better. And then, like, I'll slowly back up from the screen as I'm watching the video. But it's like, I have to see this.
Oh.
Oh.
So I don't know if we can keep that in because
yeah,
I'm
we
really
can keep it in. We gotta bleep it.
I think the reason that you say it as you say it too is when you talk about anyone else, there's a lot of people that have, there's like certain characteristics that make you really dislike, not really dislike them, but there are certain things that maybe you just like don't really vibe with super well. But with he's just such a good guy.
we're going to bleep that too.
And so for because I am in the same boat as you.
Is he not a good guy?
No, he is. That's what I'm saying. He is such a good guy. There really aren't many faults. Yeah. He's just kind of like, you know, he's kind of nerdy in a cute, very adorable way.
Let's not describe him.
I'm just saying the reason that Jared feels so guilty about it is because there's really no, like, he doesn't have like a negative leg to lean on. Whereas like when I say I muted people, I'm like, oh yeah, but like, you know, don't necessarily like this. But Jared's just saying like it's a little cringy.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's doing it. It's not like he's a, you know what I mean? I don't know.
And I feel bad because I don't want to rain on someone's parade when they're trying something.
You don't
want to
yuck their yum.
I can't even say what this person is trying because it's a dead giveaway. But it's just like one of those things where you're like, oh golly, just I cannot believe some of the stuff.
I agree. But don't you think, maybe I'm wrong, do you think that they're getting cringier as the years go on, the contestants? Mostly male. Do you think the male contestants are getting cringier?
Yes, because I think that that's what works. And they're going to do whatever works.
I don't think so.
Okay, so you guys were like humble and nice. And then I feel like we went into...
And nice.
Well, look at that.
I feel like we went into like a different breed of men where they're like doing photo shoots constantly. Yeah. And
I think every season has had that type. Like there's been like a pool of like five people that have had that every single season.
Mm. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It feels like it's getting cringier.
Of course. I see exactly where you're coming from and I don't disagree with you. I just think that because every season, maybe this is my interpretation of it. Every season there's like three guys that kind of become the bigger names or whatever, and they're typically relatively normal. And then there's five guys that are like in the tier below that want to strive to reach that. But now there is no like
tier,
top or upper tier. And so those five guys that do that every season are now just kind of considered in a group with everyone else. And so you just maybe see it more often, or there's like less of a comparison to the same guys from their season.
I don't know.
That's how I kind of see it. But I am just totally making this up off the top of my head right now. So who the heck knows what I'm talking about?
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's cringy guys from your guys' seasons and previous and beyond, whatever. But I don't know. It just feels like it's getting a little bit worse.
Do you think the girls are getting worse in that way?
Well, this season's
good. Let's put the spotlight on you guys.
are the girls getting worse? I think everyone is wanting to be an influencer. Like like everyone's trying. Everyone, every season is trying.
But it's easy for someone like you to say because you've achieved the status that everyone wants to achieve.
Do you disagree watching these new seasons?
No. I don't disagree with you at all, but I'm just saying.
And I'm saying like, I was a part of it, probably.
Yes.
Not probably.
You were.
I don't think I was striving to be an influencer, but I think you're on the show and you like feed into the show's hype.
Yeah.
Well, also it's just the opportunity. Like the opportunity is right there, you know, and you see your fellow cast members getting it.
Right.
You know? And so you crave it as well. And it's only natural to feel that way. And plus, it's not even Bachelor or just reality TV in general. It's kind of just the way of the world. I did a career day earlier today where I spoke to third and fifth graders.
Oh, cute.
And it was fun. We were just talking about, it was so cute. And we were talking about being a business owner and just what they want to do with their careers and stuff like that. And a handful of them, of course, they were like, I want to be a streamer. I want to be an influencer, you know? And it's like, it's just a thing now, which makes sense because they view it as an easy way of getting rich and famous. Which as we know, a lot of influencers are not rich, you know? So it's like, it's kind of, you know, they put the allure out there that like we have money and some do obviously, but I don't know. It's interesting. So it's just like a different landscape. The world's changing.
It is. When I was young, I saw open heart surgery in high school. They like took us during anatomy to go visit open heart surgery. And I was asking about the different positions and they're like, that's what you want to be. That anesthesiologist, they make so much money. So I was like, okay, that's my career goal. I'm going to be an anesthesiologist. Then I realized I was bad at science, but my goal was always money.
Well, I see your point. For the record, anesthesiologists still make a lot of money. Just ask Ashley's dad.
No, I know. I'm saying my goal was money.
Yeah.
And he's saying their goal is like rich and famous.
Money, please.
Money, please.
Yeah, I see your point. I do think that it's maybe the barrier to entry has gotten a little bit more easier to attain too. So, you know, no one's going to grow up. People do want to be Brad Pitt, but they kind of know that it's not going to be achievable. And now that they see all you need is a webcam and an internet connection to be the next ninja, maybe you could do it.
The next ninja?
Ninja, the streamer. He streams.
Oh,
Fortnite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous TikToker, we think?
Alex Earl.
No, she's not.
Who is that?
She's so overrated.
I'm not saying she's not overrated, but I'm saying she is the most, like, this girl is everywhere. She is so famous.
Addison Rae.
Addison kind of fell off because of her family drama.
Okay. I guess I'm not, my, don't have the beat to the drum.
Addison and Charlie, I guess Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah.
But they kind of like chilled out a bit. Hmm. Alex is still like front facing, like full in the spotlight.
Yeah. Okay. I agree, I guess. I don't know enough about
Addison,
it.
Charlie, sure. We can take those answers.
Noah Beck.
I did Pilates with him.
Great.
He was a nice guy.
Cool.
I don't think I consider him a top tier influencer.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it is interesting how times have changed for sure. But I guess to all everything that you said, my point is that it hasn't really changed.
It's a weird way. It's a weird sentence.
If things haven't really changed that much, I don't think. I just think that the cream would always kind of rise to the top before, and now there's less cream, is kind of my point.
I was thinking that I met someone from like three seasons ago. This happened like a year or two ago, but he was just a little cringy and kept talking about Bachelor Nation and how we're both a part of Bachelor Nation.
All of them do that, though.
But when have we ever said, we're a part of Bachelor Nation? Yeah, because Dean.
Okay, sorry to sound conceited, but we're the ones that are lucky enough to have made it. And so obviously we're not going to necessarily like say that because we're not punching up as much as everyone else.
Ick.
I agree. I'm disgusting. But my point remains the same. Even after my season, there were guys from my season that didn't, you know, maybe get as many followers that were using me to bolster their social media. And it's just, that's just kind of how it goes.
I don't know.
But we, like I'm saying, it's maybe harder for you to understand it because you're one of the people that did get there. I know. Disgusting. Yuck. But it's true.
Yuck. And
we're lucky. At the end of the day, we're extremely lucky.
Very lucky.
Yes. So lucky.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it happened. But the fact of the matter is we're there. You know, of course, it would be great to be a little bit higher than we are. But the fact is, like, there are people.
Could always be better.
There are people that wish they could be in the position that we're in. And that's what they strive for, is to be in the position that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. No one's going to agree with that because I sound like a lunatic right now, and that's totally fine. I've had too much of the champagne. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Suckers. Gosh dang it, I put my foot in my mouth yet again. That's
what's new.
Yeah, yeah. You live and you learn. Sometimes you just live and you don't learn anything. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.